This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Centers for Disease Control is out with a health alert warning about a rapid rise in measles cases. Experts say this needs to be taken seriously.
Measles can literally cause blindness. And of course, if you get pneumonia, you run the risk of dying.
Terry Burke with the Texas-based Immunization Project says the vaccines are safe and effective, despite what some celebrities claim. There are at least 60 confirmed cases in 17 states. This week's warning comes out ahead of the busy summer travel season. The CDC says many countries that are favorites for American tourists are experiencing measles outbreaks as well. Ferris Junior College will host public forums today, Thursday, and Friday, featuring the three finalists for the presidency of the college. The forums are at 9:30 and 1:30 each day. Today's forum will be at Dr. Kevin Rose. Tomorrow's will be Dr. Joel Michaelis, and Friday's will be Dr. Stephen Benson. For the public wanting to attend the meeting online, a Zoom link has been set up. A link to that is on our news website. Rodney Sherman Willis of Paris has pleaded guilty in Lamar County District Court for his role in a fatal hit-and-run crash that killed 81-year-old pedestrian Ismael Moreno Claudio. He was sentenced to 10 years probation, a $500 fine, and 400 hours of community service. A Pontotoc County teacher and coach has pleaded guilty to child abuse. 33-year-old Aaron Fixico Mitchell of Ada abused a student at Ada High School between September and November of 2015 and a student at Bing High School between June and September of 2021. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison to be followed by 10 years probation. Cook County jurors deliberated for less than an hour before convicting 38-year-old David Calhoun on 5 counts of sexual assault of a child, 7 counts of aggravated assault, and 1 count of assault by strangulation. The same jury handed down 10 life sentences, a 10-year sentence, and 2 20-year sentences. The victims were nephews and stepchildren who lived with him in a 5-wheel trailer in Gainesville. Calhoun's wife goes on trial in April in connection with the case. A former Texas High band instructor pleaded guilty to a child exploitation violation on Tuesday. 48-year-old Brandon Neil Sams of Texarkana pleaded guilty to coercion and enticement of a minor. Sams admitted to engaging in sexual conduct with several minor victims, all of whom were his students at Texas High. Sams faces up to life in federal prison at sentencing. The case was investigated by the Department of Homeland Security and the Texarkana Independent School District. A Forney man has pleaded guilty to his role in the death of a woman in Van Zandt County in August of 2022. Raylan Diamante Hicks issued a guilty plea to murder for the fatal shooting of Alyssa Beth Flores in Edgewood. He was also charged with abandonment or endangerment of a child and evading arrest with a vehicle. The punishment phase of his trial is underway. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.